This is Katie and Kay Carbondale. Support for Geek Speak and Katie and Kay comes from your membership and from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. And from Umbrella Roofing, providing roofing contractor services, gutter installation, and architectural sheet metal fabrication for the Roaring Fork and Eagle Valleys. Umbrella Roofing can be reached at umbrella-roofing.com and 704-9130. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, with Roaring Fork Help Desk in the studio with Louie the Computer Guy. Hey, Matt. Oh, let me give you some juice.
Hey, Matt.
There, the electrons are flowing correctly.
Yes.
And Jacob joins us again.
Hey, Matt.
Thank you. All right. So where do we want to start today?
Oh, so many electrons, so there's little time.
Exactly. A million of them.
Yeah.
Wait, per amper.
Like we were talking about before the show about, I came across the situation where I had a customer describing to me over the phone, said, you know, my computer is just all wrong, I think is what the way she described it.
I had one of those described that way a few weeks ago.
And you know, maybe this would be a good time to talk about how important it is to be concise with your computer tech, because I went on a call this morning and I basically had been dispatched to go fix a computer that was, quote, down. And, you know, so to me, a computer that's down basically means no signs of life, you know, just no push the button, no sounds,
no lights.
Yeah. Just, you know, dark, dark star.
Yeah.
And,
might as well press the power button when it's plugged in.
Yeah. And so I actually just kind of had this interesting kind of observation that, I got there, the computer's running just fine. What's down is the internet. And so it's more along the lines of just how that has become synonymous with what a computer is, you know?
Yeah, it's a portal to the internet. That's all it really is anymore.
Yeah.
Why Chromebooks exist. Mm-hmm. That's all they're really good at.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's just interesting how, you know, like the most important, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the most important thing that our computer could do was play solitaire and maybe a little bit of word processing.
But now you have to go online to get your solitaire even.
You know, I guess I hear that they do have standalone solitaire programs still, but yes, you're right.
You might have to go online to get solitaire.
Yeah, and then you have to endure all kinds of ads and, you know, so on and so forth, you know, on the solitaire website. But anyway, it's just interesting how it's synonymous, you know, being on the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what the computer does, you know. And if it doesn't do it, it's down.
Mm-hmm.
So
speaking of ad blockers, what ad blockers do you guys use currently? What's your favorite?
I use Good Adult Discretion, and that's not a product. That's a thing.
It's common sense.
Yes, exactly.
So, okay. Yeah. So read Thomas Paine. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. The number. Well, and you know, ever since we started talking about clickbait a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, and you know, we should just mention it again, you know, I've become acutely aware of clickbait. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's everywhere. I mean,
every single
you go to CNN's website, and I don't mean to diss CNN per se,
but they're all the same.
But everything that's maybe a half a page below the fold is clickbait. You know, it's stories that you just can't resist.
See what so-and-so looks like now.
Yeah. And, find out what Donald Trump's real IQ is. I mean, who can resist?
Yeah.
You know, I did find something interesting though, because I was at the BBC website last night, and there's no clickbait on their website.
That's refreshing.
Maybe there's a British law against it. I don't know. You know, it's an anti-clickbait movement. But anyway, it's you know, just to refresh our listeners, you know, clickbait is basically those links that are just absolutely irresistible that are usually down towards the bottom of the page. They're usually like in a 3x5 grid, and they have a little thumbnail image. And if you hover your mouse over the text that you would click on and look down the lower left-hand corner of your browser, it'll tell you where it's going to send you if you click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't click on it. Just hover over it and look down the lower left-hand corner and see where it's going to send you. And I guarantee, I'll bet you 9 out of 10 times it's not going to send you to CNN.com/ Donald Trump's real IQ, you know, or whatever. And so anyway.
Jacob, do you use a pop-up blocker?
Yeah, personally, I use uBlock Origin, but that would be it most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use the same one. It works great.
Yep.
So uBlock Origin's a great tool to make the web beautiful again.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I'm just not as impulsive as some people, but I hardly ever get pop-ups, you know.
It's just when the ad company gets attacked, mm-hmm. and there's malicious information loaded onto a whole bunch of web pages.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. That's the main reason mm-hmm. I use it is,
yeah.
So I don't mm-hmm. go to a website I've gone to a 100 times before and
yeah.
then go call Microsoft.
Exactly. Call Microsoft. There's a problem with your Mac.
Yes, exactly. With my Linux computer. Yeah.
Like they care.
One of these times I need to call them and just play possum.
Yeah. So you say it's called Ustream Origin? Is that what it's called? It's
uBlock Origin.
uBlock Origin. Okay. Got it. And it's real easy to, is there like a control on the page that you can click on to add a site to a blacklist or?
It pretty much just takes care of it.
You mean it maintains its own database. It phones the mothership every day or how it works or?
I'm not sure exactly how it figures it out, but
uh-huh.
you know, most of the time I just leave it on. And then if there's a site that says, hey, we really appreciate some ads and we do our best to not serve junk ads or attack ads,
mm-hmm.
I'll usually turn it off for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. So
it's wow. just a little click. There's a little, it's a extension at the top. So you just click mm-hmm. a button and say on off for X domain.
Okay.
And then there's some options, but I've never really delved into it too deeply.
Got it. Well, that sounds cool. And let's see, we were also talking about the new Mac operating system a little bit, right?
So, yeah, it sounds like, it looks like Mac is refreshing their some of their computer line. They came out with a iMac Pro, which I thought was interesting.
Uh-huh.
So it starts with an octo-core processor and goes up to, I think, an 18-core processor and actually 100 mm-hmm. and 128 gigs of RAM. I didn't see what yeah. the...
And all for under $1,000, right?
I doubt it.
So, yeah. So if you have a bunch of extra disposable income sitting around, or you need 18 cores, that'd be a really good thing to invest in.
Oh, coming in December. That's a little unusual for them.
Huh. A little bit later than usual. So.
Yeah. Available December.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the numbers are.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're doing a refresh on the MacBook Pro as well already.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll add some ports back.
Yeah. So the new OS is called High Sierra.
Yes.
I was wondering when I heard that name if there are perhaps some special features that activate at 420 being High Sierra.
So somewhere just past Sacramento?
Yeah, exactly.
420 feet off the deck?
There you go. So, no, like 420 on the clock, you know.
Oh.
So since it's High Sierra, get it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK, 963-2976.
Give us a call, and we will help you fix your computer woes right on the phone. Just like this person from Burlington, Vermont, who's like trying to give me a spam phone call.
They've been really bad lately.
I should have took it online, right?
Yeah, we need to get one of those, the TRRS adapters.
Hmm. Now on this, that wouldn't even work.
Oh, so we need.
I don't even know how you would. So
we need a Bluetooth to TRRS adapter.
I have
adapter.
One of these idiot phones, the new iPhones, that doesn't have a plug-in, so I have no idea how we would do that.
We're going to have to get a Bluetooth DAC ACK device.
There you go. I'm so getting one. That's because I think anybody that calls during Geek Speak
should be on the air.
Deserves to be on the air. So it's like, any of my customers that are listening, I'm sorry, I'm really not that mean, but. Anyway.
But if we don't know who you are, we'll just put uh-huh. you on the air.
There you go. So, yeah. So they're basically saying that Apple's kind of playing catch up a little bit with this new High Sierra. And although they're not being super specific about that.
The only thing I'd really like them to add is that you can move the window to the side of the screen and have it go half and move it to the top and have it go full and move it to the other side and have it go to the other half.
Yeah, the snap that's feature that the snap every feature. Operating system has had uh-huh. forever.
Yes, that's the one that it really needs.
The one that I classify as the most retarded feature that Apple OS has ever had. It's Sorry, that's not politically correct either. I apologize. But the stupidest, I don't know. I spend more time trying to unsnap.
Well, on Apple, you click the green button and it takes over your entire screen. It doesn't like maximize mm-hmm. it. It makes it, it doesn't,
yep.
Yeah, full screen, mm-hmm. it doesn't maximize it, yeah. and it just takes over your computer.
Yeah, and how much money a year do you suppose you... I mean, there's probably a slice on our revenue pie chart that is like helping people undo what happened when you click the green button, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you hover your mouse in the upper right-hand corner to get rid of it.
Yeah, and then right? you go click it again, and it does its fancy little slide, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I use... I think it's called Size mm-hmm. It.
Okay.
And so it adds that functionality as a third-party plugin, and it actually mm-hmm. goes far beyond that, where you can do, since I have four monitors attached to one of my Macs, you can move the selected window to any of the screens,
mm-hmm.
and then you can do it half or quarter or full based Got on it. Your key commands.
Yeah.
No mouse involved.
I don't know. My computing habits seem so boring compared to you guys, man. Your multiple screens and you're snapping and
I can't live with one screen's barely workable now.
Just brutal.
Yeah, at least four in order to get work done.
Uh huh. Okay. Got it.
And then I picked up a Roku this weekend.
Okay.
So that's been interesting.
Yeah. Is it one of the latest and greatest?
It's the it was for $84. It was it's the Premier Plus.
Okay. The Platinum Edition.
The 4K, yeah. Ultra high definition, mm-hmm. HDR.
Does it have a headphone jack in the remote?
Yes, it does.
I think that is one of the coolest features.
And I tested that today. Mm-hmm. So I'm using a business 24-inch monitor that has HDMI in it and has a 1/8-inch mm-hmm. stereo out. And I'm sending that into my studio monitors. And that actually does really well. I'm surprised.
Okay.
So that sounds really good. And then I was like, well, I'll just plug in the headphone jack on the remote and see if I can hear any compression or anything. And mm-hmm. there was just a little bit of quantization at the extreme high end mm-hmm. if you listen really
hard. But how about latency? Was it pretty?
I was just playing music, so I couldn't really tell. Oh, okay. I'll have to do it with a YouTube video or something.
That's what I'd really be interested to see, you know, whether or not they have like some sort of, you know, code to maybe just delay the video just a little bit so that the audio syncs up with it, mm-hmm. you know, because it seems inevitable because the audio is coming over Bluetooth, that seems inevitable that there's going to be a little latency there. So, yeah, I've gotten so much mileage out of my Roku. I think I've had it for 5 or 6 years now. And I mean, we're talking literally thousands of hours worth of mindless television watching, you know, going on there.
So. I'll have to pick your brain about what channels you really like.
I'm more of a like binge watching Parks and Rec, you know,
so
kind of guy.
So like Amazon,
you know?
Or
yeah,
one of
yeah,
the other
Netflix or Amazon. So yeah, it seems like, and as soon as I finish one, you know, series, somebody else goes, "Oh, have you seen blah blah blah?" You know, mm-hmm. and then away I go. You know, I'm off to the.
Yeah, I got hooked on the last most recent one was, what is that? The USA, it's the hacker one.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, what is that one?
Mr. Robot,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one's actually been recommended to me. I'm glad you reminded me of it. So.
Yeah. I watched the first season. I'm deciding whether to buy the second mm-hmm. season right now or not.
Yeah. So tell me, have either of you guys watched Black Mirror at all?
No, I haven't.
No?
Nope.
Black Mirror is, and it's pertinent to the subject matter of the show, it's... basically, it's kind of done in the Rod Serling tradition, where it's a 52 minutes to a segment, and each segment is a science fiction program, and every segment is completely unrelated to every other.
This so is they're just all some fun story,
all short stories, you know. But the only other twist to it or theme to it. Is it kind of takes a little bit of a, you know, what do they call it? Dystopic look at possible consequences of technology in our lives. And you know, like one of my favorite episodes has a girl who, you know, it's like Facebook has gotten completely out of control, or the concept of Facebook and the idea of how many friends do you have has gotten completely out of control, and life has basically become driven on Everybody is living with a rating number between 0 and 10, and everything that you do in your life, you know, other people, like if somebody sees you help a little old lady across the street, you know, they'll give you a thumbs up, you know, and it increases your rating, you know. And so these, you know, everybody's constantly checking their phones, their smartphones, to see what their rating is. Well, you know, this poor girl is, and she is driving down the street and I think accidentally, you know, runs over a cat or something. And somebody sees it and gives her a thumbs down, or a bunch of people see her and her rating goes down, you know, kind of low. And then a friend of her tells her, you know, she says, oh, I'm getting married and I really want you to come, you know, and she says, oh, I'd love to come. And then she calls her back the next day and she says, well, I'm really sorry, but I'm not having anybody who's less than a 6.2 to the wedding. And so, you know, it's just kind of like, and she basically spends the rest of the episode, spoiler alert, trying to get her rating up, you know. So it's like, just like, how many good things can I do, you know, in the 72 hours before the wedding or something. And I know I kind of got the storyline kind of mucked up, but that's the basic idea behind it, is, you know, how, and it made me think about, you know, my kids when they were younger. There was a lot of gravity put on so-and-so said this to me on Facebook, or so-and-so posted such and such about so-and-so and him and her, and, you know, just how wrapped up you can get in all that kind of stuff. And, so
go outside and smell the roses.
Yeah, I mean, people have always been really good at gossiping at each other.
Yeah. It's just, it's faster now.
Oh yeah. This is very fast. I mean, she's sitting there watching her the rating just go down the, I mean, I think there's even like a little graphic of like, of her going down the drain, you know, it's like, it's just absolutely brutal. So, oh, we got a call.
You're on with the Geeks.
Hey Geeks, it's Donna. How are you?
Doing well, and yourself?
We're good, Donna. How you doing?
Pretty good. I missed the beginning of the show.
Have you ever...
I don't know what you've been talking about, except for I just heard something about Facebook ratings.
I wanted to ask, have you ever watched Black Mirror? Have you seen that show?
No.
It's basically just a Rod Serling style, you know, short science fiction short stories, except the one of the main angles of it is impacts that technology has had on our culture and our society.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
And what we were talking about was this episode where this girl, where everybody is constantly carrying a rating that they're checking on their phone. And,
So,
this girl helps a little lady across the street and she watches, you know, somebody gives her a thumbs up and she sees a rating go up, you know, and then she accidentally runs over a cat and two people give her a thumbs down and, you know.
That's funny.
And so, yeah, I strongly recommend it. Some of it's extremely disturbing so it might not be best to watch late at night, but it is a really, I've, I have a number of friends who are very, very hooked on it. And so Black Mirror is a show. So,
okay, well,
what's going on in your world out there?
You know, I was curious, is there something new coming out with Apple, new iPhone or something? Design of an iPhone?
I haven't heard it. We talked about the, they're refreshing the iMacs and they're coming out with a new iMac called the iMac Pro, which has a Xeon processor in it and some other higher end workstation kind of equipment with it.
Pretty sure there is some new iPhone stuff coming out, but it's a little while off.
I heard something that they were coming up with some new design. But when I like to look at Mac Rumors. We've talked about Mac Rumors before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you go to Mac Rumors, you can kind of tell when something new is coming out because it'll have a big don't buy.
Yeah, their buying guide is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Right, on the buyer's guide, exactly. So
yep.
It does say on the iMac, don't buy. I'm really curious if then, like, I'd really like to get a new MacBook Pro. And so if they come out with new ones at some point, I see they're not coming out for a bit, though.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to get some, you know, maybe the previous model for a little bit cheaper.
Yeah. The biggest Apple news that we were following, and actually was the next thing that I was going to touch on, is they've come out with a product to compete with the Amazon Echo. I don't know if you've heard about that or not, but it's called HomePod. And, you know, so basically you can bring Siri right into your kitchen. And so, yeah, Siri's the artificial intelligence or the...
Oh, we use Alexa all the time.
Uh-huh. Yep. And
I like it.
You find it works well?
Yeah, it works great. I use it for music, for setting timers, for listening to the news in the morning, what's the weather.
Nice.
I mean, you know, it's not hard in California. You just look outside when you want to know what the weather's like. doesn't change much.
Yeah. Eyewitness weather, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, I just thought I'd call in and see if there was, I couldn't think of anything I needed to bring up. But did I ask you guys about Slack?
No, I've been hearing their ads, and I you know, they're kind of nebulous about just exactly what they are. But
I think it's like a chat. It's a chat app, but I haven't used it yet. Have any of you guys? Matt, anybody?
You said Slack, right?
I think I assessed one of their competitors, which is called Matters Most. We set up one of the it's an open source tool, so it's you can do in a multimedia chat. So it's kind of like a single platform to interact with people, and it had, or at least the one we use called Matters Most. It kind of works similar to IRC, where you can go back and look at everything in there, you know. So it's has a log of all of the conversation that's happened within that setting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Their official description of themselves is a cloud-based set of team collaboration tools and services, founded by Stuart Butterfield. Began as an internet tool used by their company Tiny Speck in the development of Glitch, a now defunct online game.
Mm-hmm. That you're reading about Slack or
yes.
Matters Most?
Yeah, Slack.com.
Okay. Yeah, because you know I'm doing Evernote online webinar things for Evernote now, so I was kind of curious about Slack and some other things because Evernote has their own chat. So anyway, okay, very good. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
All right. Have a good one, Donna.
Thanks, guys. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All
right. Have a few more minutes here on GeekSpeak, 963-2976.
I love the way you throw around the term IRC. That is so old school.
Internet Relay Chat.
Relay Chat. Yeah,
I still use it today.
Yeah. When's the last time you went in a multi-user dungeon?
I haven't done that.
Get real. Yeah. Otherwise known as mudding, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I have about 15 minutes worth of multi-user dungeon use under my belt in my entire lifetime. And, I basically got in there and I chose my avatar, and I was very quickly approached by a sultry woman with the come hither look, who then drew her broadsword sword and chopped me into many small pieces. So beware of women like that, you know, with broadswords, you know, and come hither looks, because it's not what you may think. So.
All right. We'll just end on that note.
That's a good note to end on.
It is.
Yeah. So
you've been listening to GeekSpeak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, with Roaring Fork Help Desk in studio with Louis Gerardo.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for running the board.
Absolutely. And Jacob Sarver. Mm-hmm.
Thank
you for joining
Matt.
Us.
All right.
Have a great
week. See you next week.